Last week we were learning this. We were learning this really remarkable pshat in the Gemara that talks about, that explains what was it about Rabbi Hanina ben Tradion, and what it was about his life that in one sentence he could describe something that was to Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma that would make him worthy for Olam Haba. And we were talking about Nischalful and Mois Purim, the whole story that Purim money was, there was a mistake with the Purim money, he kept it, and he kept it for tzedakah and so on. And the Maral explained by Riches, in a very remarkable way, what that means, that Rabbi Hanina ben Dosa was somebody who was muchan l'olam haba, and his connection to olam haba. Therefore, the point of the Rambam that with one great mitzvah, whether it was a specific act or there was some sort of a throughout one's life that he was connected to a certain mitzvah, that with that one becomes a ben olam haba. The moral disagrees strongly with that, and the moral's explanation is that other rabbi, that was only a simon, that specific act revealed that this was a person who throughout his lifetime was attached to olam haba. And we spoke about that by Riches. Now we come back to the original question: what's the meaning of the gemara? What's the meaning of Rabbi Hanan ben Akashma Amar Ratzon Kosh Baruch Hu Lezak Yisrael Lefichach Hir B'lehem Torah Mitzvahs? What's the meaning of Hir B'lehem Torah Mitzvahs? That the Baruch Shalom wanted to be mezakas, so he gave us a great deal of Torah and Mitzvahs. So the Maral had asked originally, how is that a schus? Sof kol sof, with the additional amount of Mitzvahs, there's the additional chance of a person not being able to fulfill so many Mitzvahs. So what's the schus for the Jewish people? That Hashem was marbelonu, that Hashem gave us so much Torah and mitzvahs. What's the schuz? So now that he's spent some time proving what he feels is the incorrect explanation of the Rambam, Samral begins on Sadek Aleph to explain what's the schuz of having so many mitzvahs. What does that mean? That the Baruch Hashem gave us many Torah mitzvahs. What does that mean? So on page Sadek Aleph, Vani Oimer, Ki Loi Kasha Klal. This isn't a question at all. In other words, what's the schus that Hashem gave us so much Torah mitzvahs? It's not a kasha at all. Ki Mashi Yisrael Hay Mulchonim Al HaTorah, Hi Madrega Bifnei Atzma. The Maral is going to explain is the fact that only a Jew is someone who could receive Torah mitzvahs. In other words, it's a madrega b'fnei. Look at footnote 28. He says, madrega b'fnei atzma ki ha'chone el ha'tera ba'atzma av shalom megili dey ma'ise yesh bo liskos Yisrael b'schar. The fact that a Jewish person is capable of observing Torah mitzvahs, the fact that a Jewish person has a spiritual inclination towards being able to fulfill all the Torah mitzvahs, this is a madrega b'fnei atzma, even if the person hasn't yet accomplished it. Even the person, as we spoke about before, and we're going to talk about a little bit more later on, even if it's, God forbid, a child that passes away. So the child never had the opportunity to put on tefillin. The child never had the opportunity to fulfill mitzvahs as a bar chiyuva, as someone who's obligated in mitzvahs. Nevertheless, the fact that the Jewish people are on such a madrega, the Kosh Baruch Hu is mezakas, which is an indication of who we are, that itself is a schuz. Moral continues on top. Ki mipnei shehem mulchonim el Torah. K'moy sheh esbar lamala. Ve'en mikomoy shar umas ha'olam she'en mulchonim el Torah. The rest of the nations of the world are not mulchonim el Torah. They're not equipped. They're not prepared. They're not attached. They cannot become attached to Torah and mitzvahs. V'imnosen lehem ma'at mitzvahs. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have just given us a few mitzvahs, okay, so we could have had a achana, we could have been prepared, we could have had a achana, it could have revealed the madrega even if we would have received a few mitzvahs. Why was it necessary to give so many mitzvahs? V'imnosen lehem ma'at mitzvahs, the Maral explains, lo hoya haschush lehem kol kach, then the schus would not have been as great. That means that every single Jewish person, within the essence of who he is, has the capacity to observe all Torah mitzvahs. this amazing, huge system. Every single Jew has the koach to do that. If it would have been that every Jew has the koach to observe 10 mitzvahs or 15 mitzvahs, so that wouldn't have been as gewaldig as schus. In other words, it's not the question of what I'm accomplishing this moment. It's a question of, this is the kind of person I am, that I have such unbelievable infinite potential. And that's the schus. And in Chanami, there's a great danger in. There's a great danger. Statistically, we're in great danger of failing. Because there are many lois essays, there are many negative commandments, and there are some less positive commandments, that each one of us should be able to be outside to fulfill so many mitzvahs. So there is a likelihood of failure. There is a strong possibility of not living up to our potential. But the morale holds that this Gemara of Rabbi Chanan Makasha Shakash Baruch Hu Lezakas Yisrael Lefichah Hiblan Torah Mitzvahs, Lezakas Yisrael means, he's saying that since each and every Jew is Mulchan, has the Koiches HaNefesh to be able to fulfill all Torah Mitzvahs, so this is a simon. This reveals also that every Jew be'etzem in his essence is a ben olam haba, is connected to something beyond this world. As we learned earlier, the fact that the umas ha'um, the nations of the world, are able to observe this, that not even able to, but they have seven mitzvahs, that the seven connects to the 7 days of the week, which means this physical world, which means teva, nature, that it's not just that a Jew has 8, 9, or 10. So he goes on, he says, "V'imlohayu ma'ilas Yisrael b'meshahim u'chonam al-Torah be'ezet tzad nuchalayim esha'oysam shlohayu yuchayim l'kayim mitzvahs ha'Torah shemesu k'shehim k'tanam." What about those Jews who died when they were little children? Lo aleinu. And yet the Gemara says regarding them, "Shehu b'nei olam haba." So obviously it's not in terms of what he actually accomplished. The child's 7 years old, the child's 2 years old, the child is a year old. It's not in terms of what he actually accomplished. Nabuchi didn't have the opportunity to accomplish. But be'etzem, he's mulchan to the entire term. It's in who he is. Even though it never unfolded, he never had the chance to actually carry it out. But in terms of who he is, he's a ben olam haba. Avala inyin hu, b'mesh shehem ha'am sheyesh lahem Torah. That the Ben Yisrael knew and knows that only a ben Yisrael, only a Jew, is able to live a life of Torah. Umuchanim l'Torah mitzvah. B'shvil hachanosim l'Torah yisku l'chaya olam haba. That because of this, because of who we are, it might be that in the course of our lives we don't see that we're able, or that we don't see that we're accomplishing what we should be accomplishing. But lemaisa, like it says in Pasuk, lo yidach mimenu nidach, it means that sof kol sof, every ben Yisrael, every single Jew is going to end up in olam haba. Kol Yisrael yesh lam chelik olam haba. And then it says in the Mishnah, the Gemara, that these are certain people that don't have a chelik in olam haba. So the Maral and the Svar Makadoshim, al pi the Zohar and the Ari HaKadosh, it doesn't mean that it's not possible that a Jew should be completely, utterly, forever rejected. Kol Yisrael yesh lam chelik olam haba. Why? So this is a hachana that a Jew has betzim in terms of who he is. Look at footnote 30. Oydei Yisrael ruuyim loylam haba. A Jew is roy loylam haba. Even this baby that never had a chance to do anything. Yisrael ruuyim loylam haba. Afle lo yasiyas mitzvahs. Even if he couldn't do mitzvahs. Rei dvar betchilas derechaim. The Maral writes there shekosov. Ki ro chachme hador golus Yisrael vitzaroysam. The Chachmei Hador saw the Golus of Yisrael, the exile. V'tzareisim ba'orach ha'golus amar ha'orach hazeh. They saw how long the Golus was and how much suffering the Jewish people were going to go through and how bitter it was going to be. The Kovu Dvar Me'elu, meaning Kol Yisrael Yesh Lam Chelik Lam Haba. They established this Mishnah. Kol Yisrael Yesh Lam Chelik Lam Haba. L'nachem Oysam Alibam, in order to comfort the Jewish people in Golus. V'yeidu ma'alosam hakdoyle hal yoyna, that they should know, they should remember their great exalted ma'ala, who they really are. even though mikoshi hagolus, in other words, the fact that you and I are not living up to our potential, that's rachmanis. We're very much influenced and affected by what's happening around us, but it doesn't reveal be'etzem who we are. When Rabbi Chanan Rakash said that Akash Baruch Hu was mazak of the Jewish people, that he gave us so much Torah mitzvahs, it means, I want you to know, the Baruch Shalom is saying, this is who you really are. And there's all kinds of things that are disrupting the natural, that natural ability that you have to live this way. But this is who you really are. That's what the Maral is saying. That the Chachamim comforted us with that Mishnah to say, every Jew is a chelik na'ilam ha'aba. This is who a Jew is. And the Maral writes over there.
I'm a little troubled. I'm having the point of mitzvahs is to take the potential that we have and to bring it out.
Of course.
But now we're saying exactly the opposite, almost, that the point, the reason why we have so much potential is what makes us great. But it's the mitzvahs that take the potential and schlep it out.
There's no question about it. That the morale would agree 100% that the fact that a person has that great deal of potential and he doesn't actualize it, he's not mitzvah nekach hapoel, that as a result of that, that revelation to himself of who he really is going to be delayed, and he has to go through dinim and difficulties and so on until the zikuch will take place. But I can't concentrate. I know it's terrible. I'm a guest here, but yeah, it's terrible. But what the morale is saying is that in terms of the pshat of Rabbi Chananel ben Akasha, what Rabbi Chananel ben Akasha is saying is, Rotzeh Kadosh Baruch Hu l'zakeh l'afichach hirbalehem Torah mitzvos. Hirbalehem Torah mitzvos, but the way that he's learning is that the ribuy of Torah mitzvos means that each and every one of you has the opportunity to use your koyches and nefesh to be able to accomplish such a vast amount that's totally beyond anything that could be accomplished in the physical world by a non-Jew. That's the zikui that Kosh Baruch was mezakas with the potential. He gave us that schus. In other words, he equipped us spiritually. The Baruch Shalom equipped us with the koyches to accomplish this. And this is what a Jew has to know. It's very important for a Jew to know this. that he has such koyches and nefesh. Let's look a little bit further. So he says, "I'm sorry, it's not Derek Harris.
I was going to do it before."
See, okay, but you have the right to do it. I don't have the right to say it, but I find that that's the way I am. I don't know. It's a problem. He says, "That's the Chacham doing." Lanachem Oysam Aliban V'Yedu Malosam Agdoil Al Yoyne V'im Bnei Adam Shehem Ha'umas Smeichim Batzlachosam V'Ashram. So the nations of the world, other people, they rejoice in the hatzloch of this world. That they have a lot of hatzloch in this world. That they were able to acquire certain things and to have certain and that there should be certain accomplishments. Batzlachosam v'ashram, their wealth, hatzloch. Yesh lahem liyisrael l'smach bechelkam. This is the chelik that a Jew has. This is what's ultimately going to be with each and every one of us. Every single one of us, as it says in the Kisvari, that until each and every one of us are mekayim all mitzvahs haTorah. We have to go through whatever we have to go through. But that's the schus of a Jew. That's who he is. And ultimately he will. The hatzlocha achreina means that we might not see the hatzlocha right now. But the hatzlocha achreina means that we have the winning tickets. The fact that we have termites and that we can keep them means that we have the winning ticket. It means that we're eventually going to be able to cash in. Lefichach. Sida hadvar me'elu zachazet chila kol yisrael yesh lehem chelik loylam haba. When it says, in other words, the Maral says that the Mishnah begins immediately by saying kol yisrael yesh lehem chelik loylam haba. That every single Jew, this is who he is. He has a chelik loylam haba. Vein zes chamitzes klal. It's not conditional. It doesn't say in the Mishnah that if the person is able to be mekayim all Torah mitzvahs, then he's going to be zaychet to olam haba. It doesn't say that. It says immediately, kol yisrael yesh lehem chelik l'olam haba. Vein zes chametzus klal. Rak mitzad etzem briusa. That means the very nature of his being is such. Shabor Hashem is baruch Hashem. That the Baruch Hashem created us in such a way. In other words, Rabbi Chanan Makash Masakaros Baruch Hu Zach Yisrael, that the Baruch Hashem wanted to show the Jewish people who they are. And the Baruch Hashem wanted to give them the opportunity to reveal the essence of who they are. Therefore, he gave us and us alone so many Torah, so much Torah and so much mitzvahs, and invite the Rabbanim and Minhagim and so on. K'may Sha'amru, Neitzim Atoyim HaSayodol HisPoyers, it says in Pasuk, that the sapling that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, He created us in such a way, MaSayodol HisPoyers. In other words, Hashem says, I created each and every Jew as a Ben Olam Haba. I created, MaSayodol HisPoyers means I created him. Each and every Jew was created on such a madrega where he's able to be Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula and to be Zeich El Olam Haba. Kibameh, next page, Shehei Maisa Yodav, Yesh Bema Maila El Yoyna. The fact that we were created in such a way and they were called Maisa Yodav, that means that we have this great ability. Lekach Zeich El Olam Haba. V'chenemina Perek Chelek, So the Gemara discusses that in Sanhedrin. From what time, from what point is a child able to be already a Ben Olam Haba? So the Gemara says, here, it says, Rabbi, Chad Omer, Mishosh, Shana Yilad, one says from the time that he's born. From the time that a baby is born, he's already a Ben Olam Haba. Chad Omer, Mishosh, Shah Siper, Harilacha, Kimitzat, Etzim, Abriya, Shah Yisrael, Shahim, Netzim, Atoya, Kadosh Baruch, Ruim, Olam Haba, Vainzim, Mitzat, Mitzvah, Vamaisim. You hear the Moral says? Ein ze mitzad ha mitzvah ha maisim. It's not totally on a mitzvah on any maisim. Nifichach bo ache ze divrei Rabbi Chanani ben Akasha, and he says what? Rotzak Hashem Baruch Hu lezakis is Yisrael, lefichach hirbu lehem teri mitzvah. So mizeh yesh lahavin, mashom ha-kosov, neitzim atoy, that I planted in this world such a being, such a thing that's called a Jew. Ke ha-maila ha-zayis, mashi Yisrael ru'uyim be'eloi lam haba. This maila, that every Jew will ultimately be comfortable in olam haba. That every Jew has the kaychus to come to such a madrega of Olam Haba. This Miley says, Mitzat etzim habriya shaba nivru mitchila mikoydim shihigiya ha'odim lamayla shenikra neitzer. Ki ha'neitzer hu maschel mitchilas netiyas ha'eitz bilvad. Ube netiyas zayis shabarim heim neitzer matoi Hashem Yisbarach. From the moment that the Baruch Shalom planted us in this world. Neitzer matoi, from the moment he planted us in this world. It's ma'ase yodav lisbarach. And he says this keseder. Ulaholon ain't so klala siyas a mitzvah in olam haba. But he's not saying, Rebelli, he's not saying that doesn't mean that it's going to take him a while till it works out. But what he's explaining is that Rabbi Chanan Makasha is saying is that from the etzim habriya, from the moment that he's created, he has all that's necessary, so that ultimately he must ultimately be in that place that's called olam haba. That ultimately it'll work out. That's a madrega that only a Jew has. That he has such a madrega. That's the moral saying.
Does that mean that it's automatically going to work out regardless of what he does?
What he does is going. If he, God forbid, ignores this, so then chalila could cause terrible tsar and terrible dinim, and he has to go through what he has to go through. But you know, like I've mentioned before, it says in the Kisvei Ha'ari that Oisa Ha'ish, the from Nazareth, right? The Yeshua HaNotri, that Jesus, according to the Ari HaKadosh, is going to have a tikkun also after 50,000 yovels, he wrote. The Ari HaKadosh said that Jesus is going to have a tikkun after 50,000 yovels. You make a quick cheshbon. It's a long haul. But 50,000 yovels, the Ari HaKadosh says that he's going to have a tikkun. Mashenik, and he says, Bilam HaRasha? Never. I once mentioned this in a shiur that I gave someplace, and I had the Rosh Hashiva call me up and yelled at me, Mamish, for 15 minutes about how I said that Yoshka is a great man. I said, you know, it's like this is, Yoshka has a schus and Olam Haba. I said, the Ari HaKadosh said that person also ultimately has a tikkun. He's a yid. He's a Ben Yisrael. There's a tikkun. The Kohen from Lublin spoke about this in many places, and in his explanation of that, of the Gemara in Sanhedrin, of what it means, Kol Yisrael Yesh Lahem Chelek Lama, Olam Haba, and then it says, Eilu Ein Lahem Chelek, but it says that these are the ones who don't have a Chelek, but then it says, Dorash Yerushumas, the Gemara brings down Dorash Yerushumas. What does it mean, Dorash Yerushumas? Those, Toshav Pshat, Dorash Yerushumas means that there were certain Chachamim, that these Chachamim were looking for hints. And they were Megala, the Dorash Yerushumas also found that these other people, even the ones that were listed as Ein Lahem Chelek, they have a Chelek Lama. The Kohen from Lublin says that Dorash Yerushumas, the word Rishimus means those who are seeking the Roshim, the residue of Kedusha, the Rishima. In other words, But the Reb Tzadik says those Chacham who were able to look into Pnimius Heter, like Rabbi Akiva, those Chacham who were connected to Pnimius Shebe Pnimius, the deepest secrets of Torah, they're the Dorshei Rishumas. They're the ones who are seeking traces of holiness. The Dorshei Rishumas, the ones who are seeking the Rishumas, the Rishima of Kedusha, they reveal that every single Jew, even those who are listed there in the Mishnah, the Gemara, every single Jew has a chelek l'olam haba. The only thing is that because of all the kilkulim, that nebuch, there has to be terrible dinim and tzaris until the person comes till he comes to that madrega. But kol yisrael yesh lam chelek l'olam haba. Every single one. Is it automatic? Yes, it's mitzat etzem habriyah that he's a ben olam haba. Will that actually happen eventually? And what happens from now until then? Then only the Rabbi Shalom knows. But there's terrible tzar, there's terrible anguish until that time. But kol yisrael yesh lam chelek l'olam haba. And that's what the Maral says, is that the Chacham will come to comfort, to strengthen the Jews in Golus. If they're seeing so many years and so much suffering and misery, to be mesamech, a Jew with his ultimate end, that no matter what he's gone through, no matter what, sof kol sof, he's a ben olam haba. This is who he is, even now in our terribly deflated state, every single Jew is a ben olam haba.
It doesn't seem to answer here, Beth. It seems, it doesn't seem to answer. It seems to answer. We didn't need 613 mitzvahs. He could have given us 12 mitzvahs. Kadosh Baruch Hu.
No, so could have given 600,000
mitzvahs. The kasha was on Hirbet, right? The kasha was
right.
On Hirbet. So he doesn't really answer at least not yet.
I believe that he is. I mean, not the specific number 613, which the Maral says that's not a mikra. And he talks about that, why is it 613? That's not for now. I mean, we did speak about it. It has to do with the Ramach and the Shasar. It has to do with everything we're talking about in the last parak. Right. But Hirbet Lehem, the point of ribui of so many mitzvahs, not 12, but so many mitzvahs. The point is that the fact that mi'etzem habriya, from the very essence of his creation, that he has the ability to fulfill so many mitzvahs, not just 12, not just 20, this is an indication of who he is, of who this person is. The 613, which we discussed at length, that's in the last parak. Why 613? but it is, the ribuy is because of who the person is. Yes, sir.
What's the dynamic with the Tikunim then? Does he also have to go through Tikunim? The person who ignores his potential,
right,
and goes out and does bad things. So.
So the one, what about the one who's below chait?
Right.
Who's without chait? So then he doesn't go into that here. But in the Svar Makadosh from the Kisvari, Pashtus is that he has to go through something that will enable him to be able to be Mekaymis, whether it means to come to be Mezgalgel, unless it was just a tikkun that the mother had to bring that child into the world. There is such a thing in the Shara Gilgulim, that really it's just that neshama had to come into the world, and once that neshama comes into the world, so that neshama came here just to bring a tikkun for that mother, for that father, whatever it was. And it could be that really it's a Gilgul, it's coming from an earlier time. And when the moment that he or she was born, that's already finished. Because it was an old cheshbon. In other words, it's an old neshama that already went through everything. But for some reason it had to come, it had to be born for that moment in this world, or even to be stillborn, to be miscarried. Which al pi Kabbalah, even a baby who wasn't born, also is part of the tikkunim and the gilgulim and so on. It's part of the whole inyan. And by Tchias HaMeisim, he's going to have a presence in this world. So with the baby, it could be that he'll have to come back, and he'll have to fulfill, right, in other lives, Torah mitzvahs. Or it could be that it's a tikkun of something that's just being finished from the past.
Is it an oversimplification to say that the Maharal is saying that by creating Adam with a greater potential, that's the zchut? Because if you say that, then not to leave out, I don't mean a chas v'shalom, but you don't have to focus as much on the tinok and the difference between having the potential as the madrega with neyatzim.
Well, he is saying what you're saying. That's what he is saying. But he's using this gemara that indicates that a tinok, from the time that a tinok comes into the world, is already ben olam haba, to prove that me'etzem b'yoso, a Jew is a ben olam haba, and that's the schus. In other words, the schus is not The schus here, the morale is talking about, is not whether you're going to get patched or not patched. If you're doing an aver, you're going to get patched. You know, that's not the point. The schus is, it's an existential schus. It's the schus of who you are. It's the schus of who you are, not what your cheshbon is, not what your scorecard shows, although you have to work that out. But the schus, the greatest schus, is to be a Jew.
So that in itself could answer the kasha of Rasa Kishbar Guzakos.
That's exactly what he uses to answer, correct? That's exactly what, that's the answer. You don't have to go into that whole thing. But he brings these as rise, but you don't have to. That's why like Rabbi Nachum Breslover, so he used to say, there was a Jew would come to him, totally tzibrochen, you know, with a million sorrows. And this one died, this one's dying, and this one's, and there's no panosa, and the pirates are throwing me in jail, you know. Till he told him of tzaras. And Rabbi Nachman used to say, no. He says, afal pichen, you should do a rikud al simchus yahaduscha. That means that the fact that you're a Jew, that's not mesameach you. So this person is thinking, I'm getting into all this trouble because I'm a Jew. You know, I have all this tzaras because I'm a Jew. And Rabbi Nachman says, what a gewaldige schus. You should do a rikud. The fact that you're a Jew is the biggest simcha in the world. Which what the Maral was explaining is that that's to Menachem and to Mechazik a Jew. That's why I mentioned recently when the Shkolani Rebbe was here. So I mentioned, and I was talking to him, that you find that the Tana that gave us so much Nechama was Hillel HaZaken. And that the Rosh Tevis of Hillel is Haroi Freilis Shvoi Leif. Right? The one who heals a broken heart. It's Hillel. I see it's Hillel. Haroi Freilis Shvoi Leif. So the other Rosh Tevis that you have in Hillel, that's brought down in Sfarim, is Lahidia Livnei Ha'odam Gvuraisav. Lahidia is Lamed. Livnei Lamed Ha'odam Gvuraisav. So Lahidia Livnei Ha'odam is Hillel. What's the pshat? Lahidil of Ne'odom Groysov. So Pasha pshat, Lahidil of Ne'odom Groysov, means that is to tell the entire world the greatness of Hashem, Groysov, the greatness of who Hashem is. But Be'emison, it says in the Svarma Kedoshim that Hillel, what Hillel would do is Lahidil of Ne'odom Groysov. He taught the Jew how great he is. Lahidil of Ne'odom Groysov means Groysov Shal Ha'odom. He reminded each and every Jew, was mechazik him, how each and every Jew has these koiches and efesh, how each and every Jew is great, because in the length of our golus, this is the greatest damage, the greatest toll that golus has taken upon us, that we don't realize that we have such gvura. We don't realize who we are. The greatest chus is to be a yid, is to be a Jew. And that's what it means. Ma'aseh yod al hispoir. Hashem says, I take pride in what I created. Not that I take pride in who you've become. Wow, that's a separate parasha. But I'm proud of you because of who you are. Now what you make of that, of your life, of course, that affects everything in terms of your dinim and so on. But that's what it means, ma'aseh yod al hispoir. Let's look back at the end of Tzadik Aleph, on top.
Does any of this apply to a ger?
100%. A ger is a Yiddish in the Shama.
That like was the second he becomes gerist, then
100%.
100%.
Yeah, 100%. Right. He says, "V'chein chas v'sholom loymer shanachnu b'nei galus." Look at the sentence at the end of Tzadik Aleph, in the regular not in the note on top. V'chein chas v'sholom loymer shanachnu b'nei galus. God forbid, chas v'sholom to say that a Jew b'nei galus. Vein oni yecholim, next page, l'kayim harbi mitzvahs. And he brings there in the Nuschos that in the Tfus London, that's the one that we all grew up with, the red marals, in the Tfus London it says, mitzvahs atluyas, atluyim ba'aretz. That we can't keep, that we're in Golis. So we say that in Golis, how many mitzvahs can we keep, sach hakol? How many, we're having a hard time with the ones that we have. But sach hakol, how many mitzvahs are there to keep in Golis? But so the moral says chas v'sholom, a Jew thinks that he's in Golis, that he's not even able to keep all the mitzvahs that tluyas baris that depend upon Eretz Yisrael. Right? We feel a little bit, it was Tu B'Shvat today, so we feel a little bit like that. No, what's the simcha? We can't be makan these mitzvahs. So He says, so you think shlo yilanu chelik ba'is and mitzvah shlo nuchel lekayim chas v'sholom lo medav hazeh. Tomorrow very rarely uses such a strong lashon in this way. Chas v'sholom, chas v'sholom. Chas v'sholom lo medav hazeh. Kazeh. L'mayit mishleimus hadaris shemesu. Hear this. L'mayit mishleimus hadaris shemesu. In doing this, you are diminishing the stature of those generations of Jews who died in Galus, who live lives of Kedusha and Tahara, that are no longer here. He writes, look at the footnote. Oh, let's just finish that paragraph. Anu b'nei Torah. That's the simcha. That we're b'nei Torah. The yeshul ha'chanu la'Torah. And we alone have the ability to fulfill, to keep Torah. This is who we are. Yeshul nuschar b'chal la'Torah kula. Whether or not what can we do? We're here. We're not able to be mekayem this mitzvah, that mitzvah. The bottom line is, he says that we have the hachana l'Torah, v'yesh lanu schar b'chol ha'Torah kula. V'dov v'zeh borer, v'yesh borer, dov v'zeh b'arichas be'ezras Hashem. Look at footnote 31. Ma'ashama shemesu, ke'elu shalomesu, yoshu m'mitzapim l'gula shetavai. Those of us who are still alive, of course, are waiting for redemption. V'adayin efshoyu sheyizkoy b'chem la'elus l'aretz Yisrael. That's why he says, why are you saying something bad? You shouldn't say something bad about those Jews who died, because they never, the ones who never made it to Eretz Yisrael. But the Mara wrote in such a way because he's still hoping that we're going to get to, he was still hoping to make it to Eretz Yisrael, that there should be a Geula. So he says, to think that's somehow an indication of there being a chisaron from the shleimus of those tzaddikim who died in the Chutz Laaretz, who were never able to be Mekayim Mitzvos Tlius Aretz, including Moshe Rabbeinu. V'alzeh Amar Rabbi Chanan Devarav, Ki Rotz HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Zakis Yisrael, L'Fichach Atap, L'Fichach Hirbu Lahem Mitzvos Harbe, V'Hem Uchonim El Mitzvos Harbe Mahod, that a Jew has the ability to do all of this. V'zeh Uschus Yisrael, Kasha Yesh Lahem Mitzvos Harbe B'Yoyser, U'Lekach Scharm Godl Yoyser. Therefore, ultimately, the schar is greater. So look what he writes in 34, down below. He has schar lo nitan on lamaisa. The schar is not, he used the lashon maybe is a little bit too strong. But the greatest schar is not, it's not a question of whether you did this or you did that. Now you have to be very careful. It shouldn't chas v'shalom, this could sound dangerous. The schar is what? Ela al mailas ha'oise. The maila that the oise was able to reach. Now, what does that mean? That doesn't mean, God forbid, that makes no difference what you do. Chas v'shol. Of course you have to be mekayem Torah mitzvos, and you can't do any aveiros, of course. But as the Svarim HaKadoshim explain, you're being judged by what you're attempting to accomplish, by your style is to do. Whether or not something is able to take place, that's not always dependent upon you. That's not always a matter of your bechira. Yiddishkeit is concerned with the process. The product is the Baruch Shalom's business. Your job is to be involved. Your job is to do what you can. And that means the maila ha'oisa means only the Baruch Shalom can measure the maila of the person. It's not just a question of adding up, making a tally of mitzvahs and aveiros. It's Milas Ha'oisa. Who is the Oisa? Who is this person? Dugman Ladover, for instance, it says, Eila told us Noach, Noach is Tzadik Tom Ha'oyah B'dar Oisa. So by Noach is Nis Tzadik. Pirish Rashi, Yeshem Rabbi Sinan, Dorish HaMaisel HaShevach. There are those who learn this in a good way. Everybody knows Rashi. Kol Shekain. Eila Ha'oyah B'dar Tzadikim Ha'oyah Tzadik Yoisa. That if Noach would have been in the generation of Tzadikim, he would have been even a greater Tzadik. Because of Shem B'gur Aryeh Oisa Yudzayin, Omer L'Shevach, only Hashem knows that Noach in his time was a tzaddik, and that there were things, according to this pshat that says l'shavach, and there were things in that generation that were holding Noach back. So therefore, it could be in terms of the numbers, in terms of the cheshbon, Noach certainly was not an Avram Avinu. In other words, to add up what Noach accomplished in his life, it can't compare to what Avraham Avinu accomplished in his life. In terms of mathematics, it doesn't work out. Noach comes out losing. Noach is losing. But this opinion of Chazal that says this, L'Shevach, to tell you that if he would have been in the time of Avraham Avinu, he would have accomplished more. He would have even been a greater tzaddik than in that generation. What the Maral says is telling us is that the Baruch Shem alone is able to look at a person in his, in terms of his upbringing, his environment, where he comes from, the generation that he's in, and the Baruch Shem alone is able to judge lefi ma'ilas ha'oisa, in terms of who the person is. It's not just mathematics. It depends upon all these other conditions. That's what it says. Damal shabach da haye nit soll mit nei shilo haye bedot sadik haye sadik yoz lefi haye kadosh baruch hu machshev ma'at sit kaysev lerav haye matzilo. Therefore the Baruch Shalom saved him, because the little that he did in terms of the time that he was living, the little that he was able to do, he says ap she'ein b'maisev shel noach kedei latzilo. That was mathematically, the maisim of Noach were not enough to save him. He wasn't worthy. Mathematically, he wasn't worthy. And it wasn't even close. But when Chazal is saying this, L'shevach, Ish Tzadik, Tomim Haya B'dayroisav, it means that the Baruch Shalom Lefi Malas Ha'oise, that the Baruch Shalom measures the person, and the schar is not necessarily always what you're able to accomplish, because that's not always under your control. But the schar is for who the person, for the mile of who that person is and what he tried to accomplish. Therefore, what all the Sfarim HaKadoshim talk about this, that even though in terms of what we're accomplishing in our generation, it certainly is much, much less than the earlier generations. And if you add up mathematically to our ancestors, to our grandparents and great grandparents, we fall terribly, terribly short. But as all the Sfarim HaKadoshim tell us and give chizik to, just as the Tanaim gave chizik at that time, the tzaddikim gave chizik to our times, letting us know that enachinami. But lefi the milas ha'oisa, what we have to struggle against in our days, what we're up against in our times. So only the Baruch Shalom knows the mila of the Jewish people at the end of time, because otherwise he asks, how is it shaykh that people like us should be worthy to greet Mashiach Tzukeinu? Where do people like us come to Mashiach? Why are we a generation of geula? So Lefi Milas Ha'isa, the Baruch Shalom takes everything into account. Lefi Milas Ha'isa. The fact that a person even nowadays is able to observe Torah mitzvahs, Adarab, is an indication that person's Mila is exceedingly great. Therefore, when the Ari HaKadosh said to Rabbi Chaim Vital, to his Talmud, that the Ari HaKadosh says that he has a Madrega of Rabbi Akiva, and in one source it says that he says that Kula, it could be even more than Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Chaim Vital almost passed out when he heard that. Can you imagine that? Ari HaKadosh says that you have such a madrega of Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Chaim Vital asked, what does that mean? So the Ari HaKadosh explained to him, Lefi, what it was at that time and what we're up against at this time. Where we're holding in these days. That one mitzvah that a person's able to accomplish now, the one that a person's able to do now, could be infinitely greater than something that was accomplished by our ancestors. therefore, that's the hachana that a Jew has. That's the mile of a Jew.
Something that the mucha here, the hachana here, is different than the hachana he mentioned earlier. Originally it sounded like the hachana was mamela, you're born with the hachana.
Right.
And now it sounds like there's a preparation for the hachana, but no, etc. You have to work for the hachana. This makes a lot. As opposed to earlier, where we sound like, well, they're bad. You're born with the hachana mamela, that's what the godless of here is. Here it's like you have to be muchan too, because there's so many mitzvahs you have more to be muchan for, and that's what the greatness of here is. And this is where the moral is going down.
Well, kaidim by Noach, it is there is a difference, because Noach wasn't a Ben Yisrael. He wasn't a Ben Yisrael. We're not going to get into the whole subject of the others and what was their status. But I'm not sure that I understand.
What is the mila that Noach is being judged on? No, isn't it? Still, the mitzvah that he does multiplied by the circumstances that he was in, as opposed, of course, he says even it's the little that he did, which was given more value.
Right.
So that's a discussion about the relative values of a person's mitzvah. It's not about
Batsim who he is.
Right.
Well, right.
And if it is Batsim who he is, then how is a person? Before we weren't talking about, as Rabbi said, we weren't talking about being judged on the essence who you are, in front of being a Ben Olam Haba. That's a different. Here we're talking about that Noach was judged, so what was he that nobody else was that he earned for himself? I think
is the morale or Rabbi Hartman? Is this the morale or is this the morale?
No, it's more Rabbi Hartman's take
on the morale.
Yeah, the morale, 100%. You know, you're making a good ha'ara. 100%. The morale, when he talks about Yisrael, it's me'etzim ha'nefesh. It's in terms of the bria of who a Jew is, that he's muchen, he's a ben adam haba. And that's the godless of a Jew. So what he's explaining is, in terms of the ribuy haschar, in terms of the ribuy haschar, so why the additional schar? Do you receive an additional reward in terms for who you are? The Baruch Shalom made you that way. As we have our chon in such a way, where a Jew's created is a ben olam haba. The posh pshat here, Rabbi Hanan ben Akash, is to be mechazik each and every Jew, to let him know that he's a ben tari, he's a ben olam haba, be'etzim, and pnimis, this is who he is. So what he's adding, what the explanation here in terms of the ribuy haschar, I think there are two separate things here. Aleph, there is the person in terms of who you are, and then there's the issue of schar. Right? To be mezakes Yisrael, the schus of a Jew is in terms of who he is and how he was created. That has an effect upon the schar. I think that's what Rabbi Hartman is trying to explain using these morals. The effect that it has upon the schar is that because this is be'etzim who you are, then when you're in a situation, when you're acting in a way, when your behavior is inconsistent with who you are, right? What happens then? When your behavior is inconsistent with who you are, so the Rebbein Shalom, instead of measuring it mathematically, the Rebbein Shalom looks upon you from that perspective of what? Of the etzim, who you really are, instead of what you're actually doing. That's what I think he's saying. I don't know if I'm being clear. There are two parashas here. That's what's causing this difficulty. There's the parasha of who you are, and there's the parasha of what you do. In terms of who we are, that's what we were talking about before. That's it. He's a ben olam haba. Jew's a ben olam haba. But the problem is that in terms of the schar, how does that fact that we were created in such a way that we have a chan olam haba, how does that fact play a role in the measure of schar? And the answer is that the role that it plays is that instead of it being, instead of my life being measured simply by pros and cons mathematically, the Baruch Shalom has another way of measuring the schar of a Jew. There's a different method of how he measures who the person is. Lefi his milah. And certainly his milah is connected to his accomplishments also, but it doesn't deny what we were saying before. I don't know if am I being clear? Ramosh, is it?
If his mile is connected to his accomplishments, then you have the same problem of his accomplishments are connected to the situations he's put in, the things that he can't control.
The mile of this moment, of what's my din this moment, certainly it has to do with my ma'isim and my learning and so on. It's a din in what I'm doing right now. But in terms of who I am, the etzim, it has nothing to do with my ma'isim. That's why the schar is a component of what I'm doing, but in terms of who I am, that's the Hirbel HaTorah Mitzvos. That's all. In terms of who I am,
is that second step totally in Rechana Akash's words, or is that a second? The Ribui Schus is based on Hirbel HaTorah Mitzvos.
The Ribui Schus is Hirbel HaTorah Mitzvos. That's Aleph. That means regardless. Kol Yisrael Yishlam Chelik L'mahaba. That's who a Jew is.
But this second step where he says Kash Yishlam Yitzchak Rav Yoser, the Kach Chorim Gold Yoser. It's not necessarily, the second step isn't necessarily totally in Chanan's words.
Right. No, you're right. So he says, Yeshan Eschar b'chol ha'tor k'lo v'dor v'zeh bor v'yiz bor d'v'zeh b'riches b'ez Hashem. Okay, back on top. V'al zeh omer Rabbi Chanan d'var v'ki rotzal k'rish baruch l'z ak Yisrael l'fich ha'chir b'lehem tar mitzvah. Oh, you read that, 1 second. Yel kas tom galios. I'm sorry, back on top after footnote 34. So now you're going to ask a kasha. Sof, ultimately, yes, harm yetsibev say them. The question is that sof, there are a lot of mitzvahs and there are a lot of lavin lois essays, and in the end, what's going to be with them in terms of actually accomplishing, and what's going to happen with the din? Shemlo yikaim rov atari yer rasha. If he's not going to be mekaim Rav HaTorah, if he's not going to have more mitzvahs, he's going to be, God forbid, a Rasha. He says, Ze'eno. The sof, marviach b'zeh ayidei sheyesh lo hachon al HaTorah sheyesh bar mitzvahs harbe. Ki adover hazeh she'efshe sheyikayim ha-mitzvahs o lo yikayim? Dovizehu shokel. That's a matter of free choice. Whether you're going to be mekayim the mitzvahs or not, that's shokel. That's balance. That's a question of choice. Kiula yiske v'kayim mitzvahs. Maybe you will. Maybe you won't. V'kevin shadovahu shokel. Dovizeh machriya. Mashu muchan alateresh shal riboy mitzvahs. V'dovizehu schuz gadol ma'ayd. That was what the moral saying, is that if you would say, statistically you would say there's a 50-50 chance that the guy's going to, you'd say that he might choose like this, he might choose like that. But the moral says that the schus is that it's not really 50-50. It's not really 50-50. That because mitzad the hachana of a Jew, of who he is, he says that's machriya. And that's the schus, that's machriya. In other words, that ultimately a Jew will have a tikkun because it's not really a question of there's a 50% chance that it'll be good and there's a 50% chance that it'll be bad. That's not what it's up to. The Kadosh Baruch Hu is machriya, and that's a schus. He was machriya us with a nefesh l'kis, that ultimately each and every one of us is going to be able to have a tikkun, and that's the hachra. It's not 50-50. Shomi, you want to say something?
Statistically, has that worked out? I mean, nowadays, very few are Orthodox, let alone Shomer Teremitzis.
Again, we don't know the feed the generation. We don't know this cheshbon of how we, you and I, see people and how we measure people. So it's very hard to apply to this whole shaila. I wouldn't even know where to start with that. Habel l'tayer misayinai say, right? If somebody wants to do a good thing, then they help him from Shemayim. And if somebody wants to do an aveir, it says paischem lo, that they let him in. So the Moral makes this point in a few places, that if a person wants to do a mitzvah, he's being helped, right? They help him. But if he wants to do an aveir, it just says paischem lo, means that they'll let him in. The Moral learns that mikan we see that if a person wants to do an aveir, he has to bang on the door to do an aveir. It's not so possible to do an aveir. It's the opposite of what we normally think. We normally think a mitzvah, like I have to bang on the door. And an aveirah is like Messiah, you say. Someone's helping me do my aveirahs. It feels like that to us. But the Moral says that's not really true. The Etzimi says, a Jew by nature is a ben Olam Haba. And therefore, when he's connected to his natural way, Messiah, you say. Who he, it goes. But if a person wants to do an aveirah, then it's paischem lo. He has to be very determined to do an aveira. He has to be very, very determined to go against who he is. And even though it doesn't look like that to us, it doesn't seem that way to us. So Reb Chaim Volozhiner talks about this whole inyan. Reb Chaim Volozhiner talks about this whole inyan. That why does it say the person's rotzach ha-mitzvah and barech min ha-aveira, that you have to run after mitzvahs, but you have to run away from aveiras. Says it doesn't seem fair. Says you have to run after mitzvahs, but you have to be barech min haveiras. So Reb Chaim Volozhiner asks a simple kasha. If it says in the Mishnah that you're supposed to run after mitzvah, that means that the mitzvah is running away from you. And if you have to be barech min haveira, that you have to run away from the aveira, it means that the aveira is chasing you. So Reb Chaim Volozhiner asked, and where's bechira? That doesn't seem fair. That's how we feel, right? We feel that to do a mitzvah, oh, you have to run after a mitzvah. In other words, it's not here. I have to try to do it. An aveira, it says you should be bereach min aveira. You should try to escape the aveira. It means the aveira is right here. I have to try to escape it. So that's how we feel. So Reb Chaim Volozhiner explains in Ruach Chaim. So Reb Chaim explains it's just the opposite. That's what that means. He says it's fakir. Is that because b'teva, b'etzim, in terms of who a Jew is, he's so naturally inclined to do a mitzvah, in order that he should have free choice, the Baruch Shalom had to pull the mitzvah a little bit away from him. And he's so naturally disgusted with aveiros, that the Baruch Shalom had to make the aveiros something which was more present in his life. So Chaim Volozhiner says. In order to maintain free will. But it's not 50-50. It's not 50-50, or else it wouldn't be Kol Yisrael Yesh Lahem Chelek L'Olam Haba. We feel that it's bechlal not 50. We feel that it's stacked up against us, but that's what the Moral thing before. So did Noach, right? And when he looked at his, and certainly, comparing ourselves to previous generations, we've lost. But that's what the moral is saying, is that mitzad mailas ha'odam, and who the person is, that's something that only the Rabbani Shalom knows. And each and every generation, each and every person, where he comes from, what he's doing is different. So let's look inside. The Dovizei is brother coming, ki zeh miskulas nafshim she Yisrael she muchanim ala mitzvahs. This is the school of a Jew, that he's muchan to do mitzvahs, all the mitzvahs. Vim ha-yetzahar misgar behem. Okay, so the yetzahar starts up more with us. Mikol mokayim, mitzad etzem nafshim muchanim ala Torah. 38. Yisoid nofutz moed besifrei moral, footnote 38. Kafisha kosa benetzach Yisrael memtes. Kfar amanu lecha pamam harbe, shakol chet shebi Yisrael humitzad mikra. The moral says it's kaseida. That any time that a Jew sins, it means it's something which is inconsistent with who he is. It's inconsistent with who he really is. It's a mikra, it's not really who he is. Vein chet mitzad etzem tzirosen. In terms of the etzem hatzura, in terms of really of who a Jew is, there's no such thing as a chait. Because as we're learning, that every Jew be etzem is, Hashem says, Ma'ase yod lespar, kol yisrael yeshem chelok lam haba. Ubegrus Hashem kosev, Yisrael kedoshim ba'atzmam. Nirdolim en hapchises. That the Jewish people are kedoshim ba'atzmam. That's why the morale never ever would enter into that discussion of why are the Jewish people the chosen people. You'll never find the morale. What you'll find in other Rishonim, the morale will never say talk about such a thing. Not the morale, because the morale understands, the morale learns, and so all of the Chachmei Kabbalah. That it's not a question that the Bechira is not mitzad what you and I have accomplished in life. The Bechira is something very mysterious, long before you and I were born, that there's something that Be'etzim is unique about a Jew. There's something different about a Jew. But the Rebbeinu Shlom, that the Bechira therefore is unconditional Bechira. It's an unconditional choice that Hashem has made. For the Jewish people and each and every Jewish person, is an unconditional choice. Yisrael kedoshim ba'atzman. Nivdolim and apchises, they naturally are separate from all that is low and all that is ugly. Shachet ein misyaches lahem. In truth, chet, sin, doesn't really relate to them. It doesn't connect to them. Ve'ik atzman b'loy chet. That's who we really are. Lekach ve'uyim al kapar. Therefore, kapara works for a Jew. Without getting to the whole question whether or not there's such a thing as tshuva by goyim, you know, that's a huge discussion in the Rishonim and in the Acharonim, whether there's such a thing as tshuva by the goyim, and the whole story of Ninveh with Yonah, whether there can be tshuva by goyim. But the moral says that the reason that a Jew can achieve kapara, can find forgiveness and atonement, is because what he's doing is what tshuva means. What people think that tshuva means, I have to change. But we know that tshuva really doesn't mean I have to change, it means I have to return. The word tshuva means to return. It doesn't mean to become something different. It means to return to who I really am. When a person realizes that it's not a question of changing, of becoming something different, but it means becoming who I really am, mitzad, my nefesh, who I really am, mitzad the bri of how Hashem created me. That's what tshuva means. Tshuva doesn't mean something different. Tshuva is the most original thing. Tshuva is the most old-fashioned thing. Tshuva doesn't mean drastically changing your life, although the conditions of your life are obviously going to change because you haven't been keeping mitzvahs. But in terms of what tshuva really is, tshuva, and that's why tshuva gives a person such a feeling of simcha. Where does the joy of tshuva come from? With all the difficulties of changing, where does the joy? How come when you and I, after you daven and you ask for kapar, after Yom Kippur, as the Sram described as simcha after Yom Kippur, where does that simcha come from? The simcha comes from that feeling, that awareness, that very deep awareness, that I've returned to the root of who I am. This is who I really am. That was happening during the year, even though it might be 98% of what I'm doing is wrong, God forbid. And I have this one moment of honesty and of davening. I have a tremendous simcha. Because every time I do that, I'm coming to contact with something real. And the reason that a Jew is never satisfied doing averus, although it might look like it, he's never besimcha. He's never satisfied doing averus. He doesn't have the same geschmack that a goy can have doing an aveira. He can't have the same geschmack. The reason for that is because he can never be happy, because it's not be'etzem who he is. Simcha, joy, depends upon being who you are and doing what you really want to do. A person suffers terrible anguish when they're at some job that is so far away from what they really want to do, they suffer terribly. Because simcha can only be where a person is consistent with who he really is. Therefore, when a person does tshuva, that the joy is immeasurable. Because because that moment is a moment of truth, of being true to myself, and that's what makes a person happy. Of being true to oneself. Yeah, how many times I've seen this, that you'll have a boy and a girl going out, shidduch, shgait, back and forth, and it's a struggle. And it didn't work out, Nebuch. It wasn't meant to be, and they break up. With all of the pain that the person experiences in that breakup, there is a certain euphoria, there is a certain joy. And anybody who's ever gone through this difficulty knows that it's true. Because then, and maybe only then, you realize that you did the right thing, that this wasn't for you. You might have been caught in some sort of a relationship that wasn't for you. I'm not talking about God forbid when it was a right relationship and chalila something happened. I'm saying there are very often with the young people, there are complications in their relationships. There are complications. But since they started going out, so they continue to go. Most of my friends got married to people like that. I'm not joking. I hope they're not listening to any of this, and it doesn't mean you. If you're listening, it means the other guy. But so many of my friends got married like this. They were going out for like 3 years, you know. So you're not going to get married. It's already, you know, it's not nice. You're already, and you did certain, you know, it's not nice. Because you already got in with the family, and they're this and that, and it's a whole complicated thing. And Nebuch, I feel that these people go without simcha in their lives. They have here and there, from the children they try to find simcha. But in terms of the relationship that they were seeking, I've seen this so often, that Davke, after there's a breakup, the person's like, is able to experience unbelievable simcha in their Yiddishkeit, in their Avoida. Why? Because they tasted something true. And the truth was, this person wasn't for me. And I was caught up in something that was not for me.
But when people get back together.
Huh?
People get back together. So today is much more common. Today is much more common. I witnessed it through a lot of people. It's much more common. They break up and for a while, and they get back together. So I don't know how.
It depends. Listen. It could be that it's a real relationship. Yeah, it could be that there's a problem.
Requires separation in order to realize it's a real relationship.
I understand that, of course. But even at that. I still think there are more breakups that are broken up that are resumed. I think there's more of that. But let's say if it's something which is a true zivig, then when they might still have experienced briefly a feeling of relief and a feeling of joy. Because why? Because the complications have not yet been resolved, and therefore they feel that they're being honest with themselves.
But then they get right back into it.
So a lot of times that's a symptom of something that's unhealthy. I get very nervous when I see this. It can work. I'm not saying
a lot of happy marriages.
I'm not saying it can't work out, and I'm saying it hasn't worked out. Something that are just simple problems, and they need adjustments. Okay. Of course, 100%. Sometimes you have people that are such a zivig, they got a divorce, and then it's maksagush also, and they marry again. No, there is such a thing. But I'm just reflecting upon something that I've seen so often when I'm dealing with people, that there is this type of a feeling of simcha that comes at a time davke should be so to broken.
I don't know. I mean, I think that the simcha comes because
I don't have to be on the phone for 2 hours again tonight,
and I don't have to have these doubts for a while. But then you realize that you then have to go out with somebody else who may have the same doubts. So I'm just.
I understand.
I don't mean to be. I'm having difficulty.
I appreciate what you're saying. I think that on a deeper level, what you're saying is 100% true, and everybody knows that. But I think that on a deeper level. That it's not just that, oh, now I'm free from this all. I think on a deeper level that something inside of you was resolved. I'm not talking about the person who's still struggling after they break up, and maybe I shouldn't. I'm talking about the person that I've seen, and I've seen hundreds over the years, where after they break up, the person says, I can't believe I even went out with that. I can't believe I went out for that long. What am I, out of my mind? That's what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about, yeah. You're talking about where it's a good zivik and they have difficulties. Okay. Well, I'm talking about what I've seen so often is that after they break up, They both say to me, what was I crazy? And I was talking to each of them for 6 months. I don't think maybe it's not shy, you know. And then afterwards, what was I crazy? Because why? Because there's something happens that you know, they came to a place of them. So whenever a person is true to himself, there's a certain type of a simcha that he's able to taste. It's a wonderful thing. The tzaddikim taste it every single moment of their lives. That's why they're always besimcha. This simcha doesn't depend upon having things. Their simcha is what Rabbi Nachman said of their yahadis. This simcha that I was talking about. When the Chachamim came in Golas to be mechazek us, and they said, "Kol Yisrael yesh lam chelek l'olam haba." That doesn't make us happy. So we say to the Tana, "Shkoyach, I have a chelek l'olam haba, a chelek l'olam haza." Also a little bit, no, a chelek l'olam haza. But the tzaddikim, they don't see it like that. The tzaddikim, the simcha of the tzaddik is that he recognizes b'etzem who he is. Therefore, even at a time, as says this in the Sefer HaKadoshim, even at a time of failure, even when something goes wrong, the tzaddik is able to jump right back because he's so in touch, he's so connected to the pnimius of who he is, and he recognizes what the Maral is talking about. That what imreis a tzaddik, if you see a tzaddik, he doesn't aveir at night, al tahar achabi b'yayin, by the next day for sure the tshuva. It's such a thing. In other words, Chazal is saying there is a tzaddik that doesn't aveir. It can happen. But you could be sure that by the next morning he already fixed it. How come it's not by us? By another person might take till the next Gilgal. And the tzaddik the next morning it's already. You see him back in shul. We don't know what happened before, but the tzaddik's back in shul. With simcha. Sheva yipol tzaddik v'kam. Why? Because the tzaddik is so tuned in to who he really is that when something happened, instead of getting totally tzibrochen, of course he makes a cheshbon nefesh and he cries. But he doesn't identify with that. You understand? He doesn't identify with that. Like Rabbi Nachman's explanation that I think I once discussed with you, Rabbi Nachman of Nosson explained about what it means when Esther Malka, she didn't actually go to Achashverosh. She didn't sleep with Achashverosh. She sent instead, Chazal says, she sent a shade, right? We discussed that?
Yes.
We discussed, she sent an altar image of herself. What does that mean? Chazal says she didn't go herself. How could a person like Esther Malka live with Achashverosh? It's disgusting. So what happened? She sent a shade. Something. An imposter. So can you imagine if we would say that to imagine saying that to your Rebbe. Your Rebbe says, "I saw you last night. You were in such a place." "No, it was my shade." You get another slap across the face. "What do you mean it's your shade? What are you talking about?" So listen to what the tzaddikim from Breslov explained what it means that she sent a shade. So Rabbi Nachman said, "Avad, of course she had to live with Achashverosh. Whatever that cheshbon is up here, loka kaka olam, I'm not getting into it. But she had to. She lived with Achashverosh. But she didn't identify with the one who was living with Achashverosh. She saw that as somebody that was far from the essence of who she was. That means your shade. When a tzaddik does something that's wrong, it can be. But when he does that that's wrong, it's not like when you and I do something that's wrong. When you and I botch up, you know what we say right away? This is me. You see this low life that just did this? This is me." And then someone says, "Yeah, but I know that you daven, you try to learn. That's not, I try that stuff, but that's not, you wonder who I really am? I'm the low life. That's who I really am." And then we get, right, that we can't do tshuva. A tzaddik, it says, "Marisa tzaddik chayitah b'layla, tahar achar b'yayim," that the next day he ready to tshuva. Why? Because when the tzaddik does something that's wrong, and chanami, he's upset, he blames it, and it's his bechira. But he sees that this is not bad, some who I am. And that's why he knows he can get out of it. He has the eyes of Rabbi Chanan ben Akasha. He sees that tzaddik sees that in such a way. Who he is, that he's a ben adam haba. And if you see yourself in such a way, then you loathe the aveira. You loathe the aveira because you know that aveira is a distortion of who you are. That's why I'm always so afraid, you know, that you see from the Bali Amusa. Alayim Hashem, there was Tzadikei Kedosh Elyon from the Bali Musar. But the Musar, as you know, never took hold of the Jewish people as a movement. It didn't. Even though they wrote books called the Musar Movement, it never really did. Musar never became a chelik of the Hamoin Am. Musar was the Yerusha, and they were great Tzadikim, of a very select elite group of people. There are a lot of, in Yeshiva, they have their 15-minute Musar Seder. That's not what Rabbi Sol Salanta was talking about. I don't know if you know that. That's not what Rabbi Sol Salanta meant. Rabbi Sol Salanta was a Kodesh Elyon. 15-minute Musa said is not what he had in mind. Right? It didn't catch on to the Hamoin Am. It never became something that... Rather, you had great people. A great person for Musa could become unbelievable. But it didn't catch on. And the Teres HaBaal Shem Tov did. And I have to be careful in public how I talk about these things, but I think you know what I think about these things. The Teres HaBaal Shem Tov, I'm not embarrassed. I'm not embarrassed. The only reason I don't say it so much of a problem, a little bit, but I don't say it so much of a problem in such a clear way is because people don't understand. and then they just see it in a silly way. But the Torah Sabal Shem, how is it possible that in one generation, certainly within two generations, that approximately two-thirds of the Yidden of Eastern Europe were connected to Chassidus? But it wasn't Shaykh with the Bali Musa, such a thing. That Ad Hayyim, what does that mean? Because if a person is being told over and over and over again, I heard Rabbi Yosef Ben Soloveitchik talk, I heard myself, the Rav, talk about this. Because you know that the Soloveitchiks, the Briskas, they weren't with the Musa, you know, the Kiyadua, they didn't go for it. He used to make fun of it a lot. But Rabbi Yosef Ben said the same thing. He says, you could call Slobodka. Slobodka is supposed to show the greatness of man. But over and over and over again, with all of this, that you call the name of the Shmuz is the greatness of man. But then the entire Shmuz is what? Yeah. You're not this, you're not this, you're not that, you're not this, you're not that. And therefore you find the Muslims, they talk about Noach, or they talk about Kairach, or they talk about... Pshht. So, if a person, time after time after time, all he hears is that you think that you did that mitzvah, you should know that that mitzvah wasn't even done properly. Fakir, the Talmid of Hashem came along and said that you think that you did an Aveira. You did do an Aveira, but you didn't mean the Aveira. You didn't really mean it. That's not who you are. I know that when I was growing up, I didn't learn Chassidus at all. I was learning all the time Musa, all the time. And since I'm an extreme person, I was heavy into it. Madregas Adam, heavy duty. So I came to believe that, you know, that I'm the biggest Rosh in the world. Now, they were successful. The Svarim were successful. I came to the conclusion that I'm the lowest person on earth. But I didn't get to what they wanted me to come to after that, was that you have the ability to fix this. Because I was so low from that, that any time I went out on a date with my girlfriend, I was thinking, I'm the guy that the Madrigal Sodom was talking about. So people like that do stuff like this. This is what we do. The guys that are the ones that they're talking about, Madrega saw them. A shiftless. Mamash a shiftless. When a person did the Teres Maharal, which is the Teres of Balsham, is the same thing. It said, Etzem Mailus Ha'odim, of who you are, Be'etzem, and to believe with all of your heart that I'm doing things that are wrong, it's not revealing who I am. I have to be misakin it because I can't be a Jew like this. I can't go on. That's what this is where this whole mahalach of the Talmid of Hashem comes from. This philosophy that we're learning now, with this Torah that we're learning now, it comes from there. Faketi mechazik a Jew. Kol Yisrael yeshem chelik l'olam haba. Could you imagine if the Bali Musa were living in the times of the Tanaim, would they have ever said such a thing? Kol Yisrael yeshem chelik l'olam haba. Wouldn't have been. And you know something? They had to be. I'm not saying. And they were great tzaddikim. They were exalted people. You shouldn't think that I'm saying God forbid against the Bali Musa. But the effect that it had on the Hamoin Am, I don't believe. Not only do I believe that it didn't help, but I believe that it caused fakir devastation. I know it's a very extreme thing to say. Don't call me. I'm going to deny I ever said it. I believe that it caused terrible kilkulim for Jews. The Hamoin Am, kilkulim. Ad hayayim in the yeshivas. Then instead of we'll continue this next time. Instead of having the 12-minute Musa Seder, 15-minute Musa Seder, they're babbling Mesil Shasham, they don't even know what the Ramchal is talking about. Instead of having that, if they would learn Pnimi Seder, Ramchal is also Pnimi Seder, to learn Derech Hashem, to learn Das Tunis and Klach, and to learn the Svar Makadoshim. Then to learn. I still learn Musa Svarim. I still learn Madrigal Sodom. I still learn. I learned the Vedic, I learned Slobodka, I learned this, I learned the Alter, I learn it all the time. But if you're an unhealthy person and you learn that, it could destroy you. Just like if you're unhealthy and you learn, and you just learn Rabbi Nachman's things, it could destroy you also. Because everything is great. It's too great. Right? Everything is terrific. So you have to be careful. I will continue next time.